When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Desperately searching for a killer accused of going on a rampage.
The search for a possible serial killer.
An urgent manhunt for a man authorities believe is behind a triple killing spree.
Police here speculating that a possible serial killer may have struck again.
I told her to get out of the car, and that's when she became afraid, and then I shot her.
Welcome to Crime Corner.
Yeah!
Today's a fun one. Our esteemed colleague,
writer
scientist. Extraordinaire, scientist, academic,
PhD,
pretty GHB,
that too,
GHB. Funny little known fact about Coop: totally immune to GHB. Don't try it. Don't try it on him. Do you know what I mean?
It's like Iocane powder. Built up a tolerance over years and years.
Inconceivable. That's why electric church is not a problem for him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? He's like, try it, motherfuckers. Go ahead.
Juice me up.
It's the best.
Go ahead. I built up the tolerance.
Everybody's safe. I only roofie Sicilians.
Right. Yeah. So this one's a fun one because this is a Koopa Special. He has a fun twist, turn, catfish, you will not believe story. And we thought it would be fun if both Joel and I were dumbass pieces of shit instead of just Joel being a dumb piece of shit idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Loser. Do you know what I mean? And so now we're both. Gonna be what Joel usually is, which is what? Dumbass,
you
piece of shit, loser,
again,
dirtbag.
I'm gonna be mentally
abused.
No,
it's gonna be you and me. No, we're cyberbullying you, remember?
Yeah.
This is the part where we cyberbully Joel. So we're both going in blind. Coop is gonna tell us this story, and then we'll go into it together.
So I tried to put this one together a little bit more as an actual story, slightly more creative writing for this one.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So I guess I'll just get into it.
Is there? Oh, okay. Well, you can. I was going to say, is there a little tease?
There's going to be a little tease.
Jesse normally does a little tease before we get into the show. You know,
I put the tease in the notes. I know how to put together a story arc, man. I've been doing this for a while.
So the tease is in the story.
Yeah, I can't come up with shit off the top of my head.
That's a way to do it, right, Joel?
It's not the right way, but yeah.
But it's a way.
Yeah. Well, it's the crutch that I lean on. That's the reason I have to look at the notes all the time. If I speak off the cuff, it's just all gobbledygook.
It's more shit for me to have to cut out and post.
I'm trying to save you time.
Thank you.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Right. Can you go back to Joel's? Oh, it's just a hairy knee.
Oh yeah, that's.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that's my sex doll.
That's your what?
My sex doll.
Your sex doll. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like automated.
It's expensive. It's like $8,000.
Holy shit! Man.
And it's Mexican too, which is awesome.
Dude, yeah, your favorite.
It'll be pregnant in no time.
This crime corner money is life changing.
I know, the things you can do with just like a couple weeks of saving up.
Right.
totally realistic, hairy Mexican sex doll.
Look at that thing.
Right?
Yeah.
You too can have, right? Like, you too.
It's even voice activated?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Holy
but
shit.
It basically only like, Joel just wants him to, the sex doll to kind of laugh at him. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, he's got the humiliation king.
Yeah. So it's really
guys,
just
because of you guys. It's now fallen into my private life as well.
You're welcome.
I think it was always there. We just brought it to the surface.
If you say so.
Yeah. So bitches. Joel and I are ready to both be dumb, idiot, loser, piece God. Of shit. Right. You know what the best thing is to have a sense of humor about yourself, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And you do. Okay. Normally.
And it's also really nice for us.
Today you're puffing up a little bit like, oh, I'm too good for a crime corner.
I might shoot up a school soon. You guys keep bullying me.
Yeah, we're all on the verge. That's why we're doing a true crime show.
He's going to come in a trench coat next time. It's just cyberbullying, dude. Just
I
cyber.
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's all fake, okay. Dude.
I'm fine.
I mean, you might be doing it in person.
He's definitely not
to
fine.
Your,
fine.
Your closest friends that are just beating on you all the time, but no big deal.
No big deal.
He's not going to snap.
He
right?
wouldn't. Who would? I mean, people don't snap. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like that's not a thing. So, Coop, we're excited. Shall we just... get into it, unless you want to mention the sweet boy present that you got from our one listener.
Which one? We didn't bring it up on the last show.
We did a little video of it, but we didn't get
Ruben, thank you. Got your book. Sweet.
Ruben.
Fuck off, Ruben. Thank you, Ruben.
I think we are going to be using that for some future episodes, I would imagine.
Yes, for sure. All right. All right, Coop. I'm ready, man.
All right, here we go. Our teen years are one of, if not the most formative period of our lives. It's the time where we become too old to be molested by priests and just old enough to start getting groomed by Drake. We become more independent. We stop playing with toys and start playing with the shameful bits between our legs. And some of us, if we're lucky, find love. Such is the case for the subject of our story today. In the summer of 2022, an awkward 17-year-old boy named Austin thought that he had finally found love. Austin wasn't what most people would consider to be conventionally attractive. He had a forehead that made you wonder how his mother survived childbirth, coupled with the jawline of Roger Ebert both before and after getting cancer. But he had passion for the things he cared about, and if it weren't for his unfortunately shaped mouth, he would have had what some might call a smile that could light up a room.
Oh, no.
Oh, does he... right, Joel? Does he die?
See?
No.
Does he die?
There's murder? There's death?
Is it harder than it looks?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to try that at one point going
into
one of
we'll
these episodes.
We'll do one where you try to be like, but wait.
Did somebody die?
Oh, I just swallowed my hair. Okay. I'm doing a good job, huh, Joel?
Great work so far.
Thank you. Yeah. I also want to say your hair looks really good.
Mine?
Yeah.
Thanks. I cut it myself.
I know. I mean, I know you have a hat on, but like...
My hair always looks good.
Yeah, right. Somehow.
Well, you're welcome.
You're one of those lucky motherfuckers. You never even have to fix your hair, or you make it look like you never have to fix your hair and it still looks fine.
Never brushed my hair, and I've never been to a hairstylist.
I've never been to a dentist or a doctor either.
Nope.
Somehow
or
still
or
going
a
strong.
Real bathroom.
Nope. Haven't showered in 2 years.
All right.
This Virginia native was just a few weeks shy of his 18th birthday when he had a chance encounter with a lovely 15-year-old girl from Riverside, California named Jane. He met his young love the way many amorous youths find partners these days. He slid into her DMs.
Nice.
There isn't currently a transcript of their initial messages, but, personally being well-versed in the vernacular of modern youths, I've taken the liberty of creating an example of how the conversation might have gone. So for this, I'm going to play the role of Austin, and Jesse is going to play the role of Jane.
I'm up.
All right.
I'm up.
All right, you ready in character?
All right.
Fire emoji.
Heart emoji.
Peach emoji. Drooling emoji.
Holy shit.
Blush.
This is amazing. It's already amazing.
Blushing emoji, smiley face emoji, kissing emoji.
Shirtless pic taken in a bathroom mirror.
Animated GIF from The Office.
Question mark.
Animated GIF of Kim Kardashian.
3 question marks.
No response for a week.
Late night dick pic with the flash turned on, taken in a dark bedroom, followed by eggplant emoji, cat emoji, question mark.
No response.
Second dick pic taken from a slightly different angle.
Animated GIF from The Office. Brilliant.
Holy shit.
And they fell in love.
Oh, they spoke the same language.
Speaking in hieroglyphics.
Right?
I love it.
I love it.
I fucking hate emojis so much.
Do you?
I am so far behind the times with that shit that, like, if I'm in a conversation with somebody online and they're, especially if it's some girl that I'm talking to online and they start using emojis, eventually at some point, I just have to ask, like, okay, what the fuck does this mean?
You're like,
multiple different colored hearts? What does each different color mean?
Yeah.
Is a black heart bad or is it good? What the fuck?
You might as well be saying, hey, I'm 80.
Yeah,
right?
Well, eventually it gets
to
that point.
Hey, pretty lady,
relationship's
I'm
over.
80 years old. I have early onset curmudgeon, which we know Coop has. He has, at a very, very young age, he got curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon runs in the family. Yeah. It's a genetic disorder.
What the hell does this mean? I do use, because I am, as the people say, a fucking people pleaser, I guess. I just call it respect and being nice. But anyways.
Who says any of those things about you?
Not about me. But people use these terms, right? You're a people pleaser, right? Mm-hmm. I just say that's just common courtesy. That's, you know, we've all agreed on the social norms of, like, white lies so you don't hurt people's feelings, you know, being... making sure that someone else is okay during a conversation, right? Is that people-pleasing? Or is that just like normal fucking life, right?
Well, yeah, what's going to come across better? You tell somebody, no, I don't want to hang out with you, or I'm busy, something just came up, sorry.
You can always tell when someone's gone to therapy and they like learned they were a people-pleaser because they start doing that. Or they go like, that's not going to work for me. And you go, fuck off. Fuck off, bitch. Tell me a fucking lie. You're sick, your kid's sick, whatever. Do you know what I mean?
It comes across so much better.
It's just what we do. We've all agreed upon it. We know it's a lie, whatever, but at least it's like we're all okay, right?
I don't think
there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's a facade that we all put up out of respect for other people. There's nothing wrong with that.
100%. It's called white lies because white people just...
lie all the time.
You know, because we lie to...
And, well, I mean, we perfected it.
Yeah.
So they named it after us.
What haven't we perfected? You know what I'm saying? Besides a quesadilla. and even that, we kind of made better, right? We put some brisket in there. We fucking have a white, you know... a red ranch dipping sauce. We have done that shit better too.
Wrap it around a tostada and you got a Crunchwrap Supreme.
I stand corrected.
That's how we got to the moon.
There's nothing we haven't made better.
Cut that out.
Yeah. Yeah, cut it out, clip it, send it to Last Road. Do you know where he is? Do you know where he's been?
No idea where he is.
No idea. He's on the lam.
Okay, so if I just read it in from here, you can cut everything out in between, and it's like nothing happened.
Yeah, it's almost like we just now started.
Yeah,
so go,
yeah.
Total eclipse of the heart, now here we go.
Okay.
Austin was over the moon. He had finally found someone that might love him despite his poor genetics. It didn't matter to him that she was on the other side of the country. That meant one less incident of incest for the family. Besides that, he knew that love would find a way.
Jurassic Park.
I was trying to find some way to incorporate a Jeff Goldblum quote. Because
I've got to.
There's only a handful of places that they actually fit.
It's so true.
With over 2,000 miles between them, Austin wasn't able to give his lady a clumsy, thin-lipped kiss to show his affection, so instead, the love-struck young man showered his beloved with lavish gifts, such as DoorDash delivery and gift cards.
Aww. What a sweet boy.
I do the same thing. Guilty as charged.
Sweet boy.
He also helped pay for her birthday gifts for Jane's friends, and anything he could do for her from afar, he would do without question. The couple exchanged thousands of messages up until around September when Jane began to grow distant.
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh.
Now, as a woman, do you think he's doing anything wrong at this point?
By doing what?
All the gifts, spending all the money, and thousands of messages, anything like that.
Reciprocated or just too many?
In the beginning. It seemed like one of those situations.
Yeah, I think
started off hot, started off intense, and then petered off over the course of like 3 months or something like that.
2 to 3 messages without a response, you're done.
Yeah.
Anything beyond that, now we're getting into baby reindeer. You know what I mean?
But isn't it just rude to not respond to a dick pic?
Yes, that's a question for you guys.
I've never sent a dick pic, ever.
Right.
Have you?
Sent a dick pic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just joking, like funny dick pics, you know, where like the weights are hanging off the dick or something. Or dick is like a watch. They're not my dick.
You have a dick? Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's, I think dick. The question is...
No, I haven't. And I haven't received from anyone that I wasn't dating. So.
Really?
I don't know how that works. Like, do you guys get no response sometimes?
I've never sent one.
You've never sent one either?
Yeah.
Damn, the only person here that probably has, we can't talk to.
Yeah. I've sent...
You know he has.
I've sent pictures to people I'm with, but never just, like, people I'm starting to talk to.
Yeah, no. I think that's a myth. I think that's fake news.
Is it?
It's not. Just out of nowhere, you send.
Not me.
Okay.
But do you or not?
You want to hear? If you're gonna talk.
Yeah. Do you or not? No, like honestly.
I don't just send them randomly. That's fucking weird. But I do know multiple women that I've either been with or just are friends with that have gotten dozens of unsolicited, like there's no pretext. It's just a Instagram DM of a dick pic.
So
I know multiple women that have had that happen.
Happen to women that I've dated too.
We all have heard those stories, but I think it's an urban legend.
I've seen the proof.
Okay.
Like I have seen them like hey, because it comes in as a blurred image. Like Instagram has a thing where it knows like, hey, this is a weird picture. It's blurred immediately. And I've seen either that or a screenshot of that of friends of mine.
That explains a 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah, and they're bad for clicking the blurry picture.
I click on it for them.
Oh, what? Oh, you.
I
tell the stalker they're into it for them, so they don't have to. I give the address. Like, what do
you don't
want to
make them feel bad?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just it's not polite.
Yeah, I guess I would just know. I would no response.
So it might be like my age group of like. Later 20s to below, because I've seen like people my age and below especially have had like very many unsolicited pics from like people their age, people they don't even know. It's quite concerning, and I thought it was a myth until like a few years ago.
Yeah, you guys do. Your generation does like a wide net, a percentage game. Do you know what I mean? You just go down the hall knocking on every door, and whoever fucking opens. That's who you're hanging out with, right? I don't think we had that option
back then.
Right. It was like you had to make sure that someone was like cool and we didn't have as many channels on the TV, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So we had to like, we had to be cool with the channel that we landed on.
And back in our day, we had to walk uphill both mm-hmm. ways in the snow 15 miles just to go Netflix and chill with somebody.
Mm-hmm. What does a black art emoji mean? All right.
I am honestly confused about dick pics, though.
Have you ever got sent one?
No.
Any type of unsolicited sexual photo from anyone?
From girls, yeah.
Like, without any reason?
Yeah. But
there you go.
With,
so that's the same thing. That's like a dick pic. It's a,
but the thing is, it works on guys.
Yeah.
Like, guys are going to be like, oh, hey, naked chick, cool. Yeah. I'll start talking to her. I can't imagine a girl seeing just a random weird-looking dick out of nowhere and be like, oh, there's the gentleman that
everyone,
I want to have kids with.
Everyone agrees, even gay guys, that a woman's body is way more palatable, attractive than a fucking dick in a hand with no head. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, nobody wants to see a dick.
But no, if you get God. Like a, if you, so if you got a, if so, for example, I've gotten, someone sent me titties once who I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, cool, like you said, but I'm not going to talk to them. They're a whore to me. They don't have my respect for just like sending me their tits before I know them. That means they're sending that to other people, which
no,
means I don't want to hang out with them.
That's when you respond, I need this same pic with a newspaper from today.
Right, exactly.
Which I've definitely done. I've had people that like, you know, they've used, that's like their go-to.
You look 4 years younger in this, dude.
No, because they don't show their face. But it's like the way that it's like, you know, set up and the lighting and everything, you go, this is the one you use all the time. This isn't a like, oh, let me just, this is like the one you send. And I want, oh, if I'm going to get a dick pic, I want it to be you took it right then for me. Right? Right.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, you've sent this 20 times. Right?
Well, again, that's the difference between men and women. Like women, for the most part, if they want to send nudes, they can just snap a shot in the mirror. It's going to look good. A guy, you gotta get the right lighting. You got to get the right angle. You got to
temperature of the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a lot more complicated.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you really, really, it's like lighting Barbara Walters or something like that. It takes a lot of work to make it look good.
All right, cool.
As any infatuated young man without any options would do, Austin put in more effort in response to Jane's distance. But Jane continued to pull away. No matter how many gifts and loving messages Austin sent, she grew more and more distant. Then on November 1st, 2022, Austin's worst fear came true. Jane ended their online relationship. Austin was absolutely crushed. He couldn't understand how she could just walk away after they had shared such an intense emotional connection. It was almost like she became a different person. But he had seen plenty of rom-coms and knew exactly what to do.
Am I doing
it? Okay. Oh.
I think you're doing pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell it's taking some effort. Joel makes it look easy.
Yeah, just doing what he does.
He had to make a grand gesture of love to win her back, because obviously that always works.
Every time.
Every
it's
single time.
It's not creepy, it's romantic.
Yeah,
as
10 out
we
of 10.
Learned from every rom-com growing up, right?
Right.
Right, just keep going to that window that and throwing rocks. She's gonna love it.
Seriously, that's such a bad example to set for people.
We are, I mean, we keep talking about how fucking old we are, right? But we grew up on this generation of like, don't take no, stand outside the house, do you know what I mean, with a boombox, like do it. Right, like let all the neighbors see you. Even if she comes to the window, shuts the curtain, stay out there, keep fucking going for it. And in the end, it's going to be this romantic thing where she decides that you're the one.
No matter how many times she tells you not to go over to her apartment, you just show up.
Mm-hmm.
You pound on the door and you tell her, you complete me.
Yep. Yep. She's there with her kid and you're just like, boo, you go in even though she doesn't burst in. Right? Be crazy, be drunk, right? Talk to the kid.
Pro tip, use the secret copy of her apartment key that you made after she took the initial key away from her.
Oh,
that's a big surprise. That's better than getting a box of chocolates or flowers.
Romance.
In late 2022, Austin decided it was time for him to have his John Cusack say anything moment. He was going to drive nearly 3,000 miles across the country to stand outside Jane's window in the pouring rain, holding a boombox over his head, and proclaim his undying love for her.
No Coop, shit.
I didn't even know that you were going to say that. Wow. Okay.
He really...
I mean,
really,
I'm into it so far.
Yeah.
He was love struck.
I say go for it.
He was absolutely love struck.
Okay.
Take your shot, bud.
Dude.
So Austin did take a shot.
Mm.
He packed up his Yu-Gi-Oh cards, grabbed his badge and service pistol, and set out for California.
Oh.
He's a security guard or something?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Ah. These are like little hints and shit.
Ooh,
he's fucking
Easter eggs.
Well, now it's time for you to flip over your pages. Oh, I'll take the first paragraph. Okay. In creative writing, there is a framing device known as an unreliable narrator.
Oh! You good? You good?
See, those are the little techniques that it takes experience to learn.
No, I know. I was like, like, oh, do I cough? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Spit take.
The storyteller isn't necessarily lying so much as telling the story from a flawed perspective. In this case, it is from the insanely flawed perspective of 28-year-old sheriff's deputy, Austin Lee Edwards.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, who was saying... How old was he saying he was?
17.
17?
Just a few weeks shy of 18.
Ooh. Austin was not what most people would consider to be mentally stable. Dumb. In February, it's overrated.
Right?
Not that I know. In February of 2016, he and his father spent the day together watching the Super Bowl. That night, after they went to bed, his father was woken up by strange noises coming from the bathroom.
With a teenager who hasn't been in it.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, it's Tuesday. Or wait, it's Sunday.
Sunday, I think.
Yeah, that's usually when the Super Bowl is. Woken up by strange noises coming from the bathroom. Finding the door locked, his father pried it open with a screwdriver. Why? To discover Austin with a gash on his hand in an apparent suicide attempt.
So at this point in the story, we're jumping back a handful of years when Austin was still a teenager living with his father.
Okay.
Slightly rocky upbringing.
All right. So yeah, we're 2016 now. Got it. After Austin's father called 911, but when paramedics arrived, he became combative and began threatening them. Police responded to the scene and a short standoff occurred. Austin was finally subdued by his father and put into restraints. As he was taken away, he swore that as soon as he was set loose, he would kill his father and then himself.
Whoa.
So that's initially, I think it was just the paramedics that showed up, and he was being aggressive enough that they had to call the police over to help handle the situation. And his dad talked him into letting him take care of it, and then his dad just pretty much tackled him, held him down, and they put him in restraints, carried him out of the house.
He's like, don't worry, I got this, like, acting all calm. And he's like, go, 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 go. They're like, paramedics are like, oh, shit.
He does this
maybe
all
we
the
shouldn't
time.
Have let
I
the dad,
covered.
Yeah. He swore that he would kill his father and then himself. Due to his mental breakdown, Austin was placed in psychiatric care and forbidden from owning a gun. It was later discovered that his outburst was caused by issues with his girlfriend.
And that right there is a little bit of foreshadowing.
Right.
Forbidden from owning a gun and having a bad reaction to a breakup.
Hmm. In Torresant.
I see a pattern.
Personally been there, but...
Sure. Sure. Little bit of a pattern, yeah. Austin did his time in the nut house and went on about his life. He grew from a teenage lunatic into an adult lunatic and entered the workforce with the rest of the lunatics we interact with on a daily basis. Like many of us, something about working a stable job at a retail store was unfulfilling and left him yearning for more meaning. Something that came with more prestige. That's when he decided to become a police officer.
Oh, shit.
Perfect job for
good
him.
Thing.
Perfect job.
Good
for him.
Stuff.
To many
became
people.
Became a cop?
Oh, dude. Just wait. Just wait.
I guess
how did he pass
easy.
The test?
Oh, pfft. Test.
Oh, test. Dude, just wait.
I failed that test.
They're in need, right?
Did you try to become a cop?
Well, I was going to work at a prison.
Oh, you tried
prison.
To kill a cop once.
No, I was...
You were going to work at a prison?
Yeah, I wanted to be a prison guard because it paid a shit ton of money and I was broke as fuck and I took the test and I failed.
I think they have
I've known
little...
you for over 20 years. How did I... Yeah, that's the first time that I've ever heard that.
How do really? We not know that about you?
I don't know. It's a long time ago.
Okay.
Young man.
Okay. I think for prison guard, probably a little bit more strict only because, you know, we don't want someone getting in there that's going to, I don't know, get people drugs, let people do whatever they want. I mean, I don't know, right?
Well, I hate to break it to you, but it's still happening.
For sure.
I think the qualifications are a little bit more lax. Like, you don't have to be a full-blown cop to be a prison guard or a corrections officer. You still have to go through the personality test. And
yeah.
The
back then, to become a cop, you had to do that first. Like, in Ventura County, you'd have to work in the prisons for, like, 2 years before you could go out on the streets or something. So it's all the same, at least in Ventura County at the time. I think I was 19 or 20.
Probably the same way across the country. There's actually, so some cities, like really, really small towns that have prisons near them, that's the local job. Like, it's pretty much like having a coal mine around where everybody grows up and becomes a coal miner. Instead, everybody grows up and becomes a corrections officer. And it creates this weird situation where all of the families and the COs are just fucking brutal to the inmates, which a lot of them probably deserve it, but
right. But then, like, the inmates are also people that you know, and then you grew up with the prison guard, and then it's like this weird.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Weird kind of
right?
Family prison.
Yeah, it's a fairly weird. Fucked up situation.
Yeah.
To many people, being barred from owning a gun would seem like a major barrier when it comes to joining the police force. Not for Austin. And apparently not for the Virginia State Police either. Through a series of Forrest Gump-level lucky events, Austin was hired by the police department where he was issued a gun and a badge, and then quickly fired because he was batshit crazy.
Holy shit.
Okay, but he still has the badge and the gun. Well, maybe they take his badge.
I think they take it away from the, like, buddy cop movies that I've seen. That's the first thing that they do when you're a loose cannon.
Yeah, give me your badge. Right?
Hand over your badge and gun. You're a loose cannon. Then he went on to pull some diehard shit and save the world.
Yeah, for sure. Austin wasn't a quitter. He wanted to be a cop, and he wasn't going to let any laws get in his way. Good for you, Austin. After getting canned from the state police, he marched into the sheriff's office, where he applied to be a deputy. To many people, being barred from owning a gun and getting fired from the state police would seem like a major barrier. Not for Austin, though. He doesn't see barriers.
Team never quit. He's like David Goggins.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. He doesn't see, like, you know, people saying no, women saying no is a barrier. He just, no barriers for
no
him.
No means nothing to him.
Yeah. No means let's fucking go.
The clusterfuck of a hiring process involved an application that wasn't fully completed and a brief phone call with his former manager at Lowe's because nobody else answered the phone. That was his background check. So the officer that was hiring him tried to call his dad for a personal reference. His dad didn't answer the phone.
Sure.
Tried to call one of the neighbors for a reference. They didn't answer the phone. He got to talk to his manager at Lowe's. His manager was like, hey, he shows up and does his job. He's a little weird.
They were like, cool, we'll take him.
The worst part of the whole situation, so the cherry on top of the shit sundae was the Virginia State Police flat out refusing to give him a referral or discuss any misconduct on Austin's behalf while he was employed with them. They actually called the Virginia State Police, and the captain that they talked to said, oh, I'm not going to discuss that.
Not going to discuss it, not going to give a referral.
Not going to say anything about his service at the time. So
the place you got fired from?
Yeah.
What the?
So they wouldn't even weird. Say that he got fired?
They wouldn't say anything about how he got hired, what he did while he was working for the Virginia State Police, or why he left the Virginia State Police.
Okay.
So obviously the Sheriff's Department hired him.
Obviously. Good
and
enough.
That's when Austin met Jane.
Why wouldn't they say anything? You know, if they didn't say anything, maybe it was like some weird situation.
Because they probably, were like, well, we didn't really look into it either.
Oh, it makes them look
bad. So they're like, we're not going to talk about that guy. That's all we're going to say. Hoping that the Sheriff's Department would get the hint. They didn't.
So what I'm thinking is the Virginia State Police found out that he was actually barred from owning a weapon. Like court
and
order.
They didn't
he
catch
could
that.
Not own
yeah,
a firearm.
Yeah.
So they let him go. And then they didn't want to be embarrassed by the fact that they didn't do a background check.
Right.
So the sheriff's department did the exact same thing. They're like, yeah, fuck it. We'll just go ahead and hire him.
All right.
And he became a sheriff or a deputy.
That's crazy.
So this is when Austin met Jane. While working for the sheriff's department, it should be noted that Jane is not the real name of the 15-year-old girl he met online. As a minor, her real identity wasn't released to the public. What was released to the public was the horror story that unfolded when Austin reached Riverside, California. So now we're at the point where he's driving.
Yeah, this is in
She's
September
broken up
of
with him. He said, not a barrier. I don't see barriers. I'm coming over, right? Near the end of November in 2022, Austin arrived at the home of Jane and her family. She lived with her sister, as well as her 69-year-old grandfather. Yeah.
You don't have to be me anymore.
Oh, okay, because I'm... Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I was just making sure you were going to catch that one. Yeah. 69-year-old grandfather, Mark Winneck. Her 65-year-old grandmother, Cherie, and... or Sherry, whatever, and her 38-year-old mother, Brooke. After observing the house for about an hour, Austin parked his car in a neighbor's driveway and approached the front door.
When he first showed up, he cased the house for a little while, drove past it a few times, and then just backed his car into a neighbor's driveway. I'm not sure whether it was like next door or across the street or anything like that,
right.
But backed into the driveway, parked there, and then walked into the house.
Is he still a deputy at this time?
At this point, yeah, he's still working for the sheriff's department.
Right. For like a week.
Yeah,
no.
It was, I think, like a month or a few months after, probably like 3 months after he started working for the sheriff's department.
Okay. Jane, her mother, and her sister weren't home when Austin arrived. Mark and Cherie, however, were. When the elderly couple greeted him at the door, he showed them his badge and informed them he was there to investigate an incident involving their granddaughter. Having no reason to distrust him, Mark and Cherie invited Austin in.
I mean, any one of us would have done the same thing.
It's a sheriff. It's a badge.
Yeah.
While Austin was paying...
I wouldn't.
Get a warrant, right?
I've said that to a cop before.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Oh.
They were all mad because we were being too noisy, and they were like, you keep it down, we're coming in and searching the place. And I was like, no, you're not. You can't come in here, I'm drunk, fuck you.
Yeah, they
and
definitely
he was so
stopped.
Pissed. He was red in the face, and it was actually at Zach's place. Zach was so fucking pissed at me for that.
Dude, I was there that night.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah, that was like, when Zach and I were living in that apartment together. We were playing Helldivers when that happened.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You were just being loud playing video
games? Yeah, we were just playing video games. We weren't being loud, though. We weren't being that fucking loud. That's why I was being an asshole. But I was being an asshole. I shouldn't have been. But
well, the little backstory, the upstairs neighbor was a goddamn nightmare.
Right.
Full-blown lunatic. She, I was just thinking about it the other night for some reason. At one point, she told one of Joel's former girlfriends that she hoped that she died from cancer or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
She was a psychopath.
Yeah, so she called the cops on us all the time. Yeah. You've been to that place.
I have?
Yeah, we all got trashed in the alley. We were shooting Chuck Hank there when you came in to shoot your scenes. Do you remember that?
Oh.
Well, you didn't because you were driving. But
well, I mean, Jesse's been trashing so many alleys.
I know. Honestly, it's like...
you went there for my birthday one year when we were shooting. You were like... Because remember, we were shooting, so nobody was celebrating it that day. And you're like, come on, let's go. And you came back and had, you know, bought me a present and shit. It was cool.
Oh,
Jesse bought you a present for her shitty birthday? Apartment.
Yeah.
No, it was my birthday.
Oh, I thought you said it was Jesse's birthday.
No, it was mine.
Yeah, we were shooting and it was your birthday, and I'm like, "What the fuck, dude? We're not celebrating
that place."
Okay.
I didn't let the cops in. There was two of them.
Well, I don't think they do that anymore, just because enough people are privy to that now. Do you know what I mean?
They just go like,
"Keep it down."
Well, everyone says, "Yeah, come in." That's the problem. You can just say no, and they're
like, "They used to."
Yeah.
So while Austin was paying an unexpected visit to Jane's house, she and her mother were making their way to make a quick stop at home before going on with other plans. Upon arriving, Jane's mother told her to wait in the car while she went inside. After waiting for a while, Jane got a little impatient and went inside to see what was taking so long. The first sight to greet her was the bodies of her mother and grandparents.
Oh, shit.
Mark and Cherie had been suffocated with a plastic bag. Jane's mother, Brooke, had been stabbed to death. He has a gun. He's using everything but a gun.
That's what I was thinking, too. The neighbors that saw him walking into the house even saw him walk into the house with the plastic bag.
Damn.
Okay.
For a first kill, that's a real personal way to do it.
Yeah, jeez.
For the first known kill that we know of.
True.
So this wasn't holding a boombox.
No, well, in his own way. Depends on how you interpret it. It is a show of passion.
He thinks it's romantic. Oh, you know, God.
The fucked up thing is...
Probably.
I think that in his mind, that was a show of passion.
Yep. He's like, I would do anything.
Yeah. So some of the stuff that I left out in the notes was when Jane first cut off contact with him, the first thing that he went to is started threatening suicide. And even before that, Jane's mom didn't approve of her talking to this guy online. So she told Jane to end it. He's like, just kill your mom.
What the fuck?
Oh, so in his mind, the obstacles, which he doesn't see, are the mom and the grandparents that are like not letting her talk to him.
Yeah, along with general decency and morals and things like
and
that.
Doors.
They all just get in the way the majority
a
of
door.
The time.
Yeah, he doesn't see that either. Yeah.
It's their fault they're not together. It's not that she doesn't like him.
I think it's her
mom and her grandparents. That's why.
That's what he's thinking.
That's what he thinks. Yeah.
Okay.
Whew. What a creep.
Coop.
When Austin first arrived, the neighbor had noticed a guy that looked like the retarded son of Billy Bob Thornton's character from Sling Blade had parked in the driveway. Red flags really started to go up when they saw him walk out of a burning house with a visibly upset young girl. Oh. Austin had doused the home in gasoline and set it on fire as he left.
How romantic, though. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, really, if you...
Like, if you're thinking about, like, a certain song playing, slow motion, them walking, you know what I mean? I can see it.
If you put it in a rom-com, especially something that's got, like, a little bit of a... Like, picture True Romance.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
It'd work on me.
Yeah.
When first responders entered the home, they discovered the corpses of Jane's family members. Police questioned neighbors and learned that the suspect was driving a fucking red Kia Soul.
Who the fuck would drive that shit? Who?
Dude, it is so fucking funny that you're here tonight.
I know. Did he, like, tip you off or something? No. Your sex doll. Sorry, your sex doll. And he talks, too, which is...
You have to pay monthly for that.
Yeah, it's a subscription.
A manhunt was launched consisting of a helicopter, dozens of police officers, and a local SWAT team. Around 1 p.m. that afternoon, Austin's car was spotted by the helicopter, and a chase ensued.
Fuck.
As the police cars closed in, Austin fired at them through the back of the window, striking one of the vehicles.
Oh, shit.
But oddly, during a brief lapse in the chase, he stopped underneath an overpass and let Jane out of the car. This is another thing that some people think is him seeing as a romantic situation, like he was saving her from something and making a grand gesture. So he's like, I'm going to go fight off these cops. You just wait here. And then drove off to do his thing. He then sped off in a car that is barely a step above a Power Wheels monster truck.
Whoa, shots fired.
Shots fired.
Sports mode.
It does have sports mode. Sport mode.
By the way, to get away from the cops. Yes. That thing is a zip around, Sally. You can...
You drive down bike lanes in that shit.
100%.
You could drive that in your living room.
You could drive through houses, back to backyard, open the gate, drive through the gate. Yeah.
Until your dad runs up and grabs you out of the driver's seat.
Right. After a brief chase, Austin was cornered by police, resulting in a brief standoff. In one final act of charity, he saved taxpayers the cost of a bullet and donated one of his own. He was pronounced dead on the scene from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Shot himself. Good man.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah.
Guy, you know what that means?
He's dead.
Shot himself.
Oh, shit.
Suicide.
Really?
Suicide. Yep. Fact. I'm a scientist.
Fuck, I should have put that in the notes.
Jane was rescued by police soon after being released by Austin. She is currently living with close relatives and pursuing a $50 million lawsuit against the Virginia police. Yeah. As of the recording of this episode, the case hasn't been settled. And we are going to make sure... No.
That he gets out.
Yeah, because he's just a romantic. You know? Gosh, put that all to the right. Like I'm saying, the right music. Slow motion in the right places.
The sequel to Hitch.
Who would you cast as Austin?
Hitch? What movie's Hitch?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh. Never saw it.
What do you guys think? Did he do it?
It was a crime of passion. You know, I don't think it was murder. Crime of passion.
I really can't demonize him for what he did because he was in love.
He was in love.
He was a young man in love, only 17 years old in his mind.
Yes.
Going after a 15-year-old, and goddamn, we all know.
Letting her out. Letting her out, though, of the car.
Yeah, why?
There's something about that that's very, you know. It would be a great scene in the movie, I'm saying. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it makes me think that maybe he really thought the whole time he was doing the right thing. Killed the family for her so they could be together. And then during the car chase, she was like, no. And then he finally believed her and was like, oh, okay.
Or he was like,
get out.
He was like, she's actually 15, right?
Yeah.
Or he was like, dude, this is a fucking scared 15-year-old girl. Like, you know, maybe a little bit of snapping out of
why he would kill himself. I think crazy the only way is if you realize what was happening.
Hell.
Did kind of Gypsy Rose it. I think also at that point he realized, like, Jesus Christ, a 15-year-old woman won't stop crying, won't stop complaining. I don't want to deal with this shit. I think that's why he shot himself.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Gosh. I like this one.
So what happened to
her? And it's recent, too.
What happened to her now?
She's living with other family members, and she is pursuing a $50 million lawsuit against the first police, like the state police, right? Or the sheriff's department?
I think
all of them.
She's going, yeah, she's
going,
going after
all of them for letting
pretty
him.
Pretty much the state of Virginia.
For all the things that they did wrong, like we talked about in the beginning. So she's like, hey, this guy, well, although, can we blame them for him being crazy? He would have gotten a fucking gun.
Can't blame him
and
for
And he
being,
didn't even use the
can't
gun.
Can't blame him for not doing
he didn't
a
even
background
use
check.
The gun.
That's it. I know, right? A
so
plastic bag
is,
and a knife when you got a gun.
What are we suing?
For not doing a background check?
Overall, that's the thing. I think she is going to end up winning the lawsuit because the amount of fuck-ups in his background checks for both the Virginia State Police and for the Sheriff's Department, both of them were just like, eh, fuck it, we need some people. During the time, consider 2022, they were pretty desperate for
that's
more
what
cops.
I'm saying.
At the same time, you don't want to let somebody like Austin into the police force.
No. But again,
that's how you end up with bad apples.
Him being in the police force, I don't think had anything to do with what he did to her.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? But yes, get your money, girl. I mean, Jesus Christ. You were failed in many ways because they also let him out of the nut house. They already arrested him, right?
Yeah, and he had already been like legally barred from owning a firearm, which if they would have done any background check, they would have seen that.
Right.
What did he do to get in the nut house again?
He tried to kill himself, and then he threatened to kill his dad.
Oh, that's
yeah. And he was like, "If I ever get loose,
I'm gonna kill all of you.
I'm gonna kill you, and I'm gonna kill myself." He's a man of his word.
Oh yeah.
Except for killing the dad, but
50%.
Yeah.
His dad will die eventually, though. Time makes fools of us all.
Gosh, can you imagine? I mean, that's the kind of people sometimes that are pulling you over.
That's what I've been thinking about.
That's the type of people that you work next to at Lowe's.
Yeah, I know. You go to Lowe's that's or why Home you Depot? Go you go Home Depot every. I mean, the fact that he worked at Lowe's, that should have been put him right in jail.
You ask fellow customers for advice. You don't ask the employees.
Yeah, you can't find him
because they're committing crimes somewhere.
Yeah. Murders. Fun. Now look, that was quick.
It's all right.
Right?
Yeah, it's okay to have a quickie.
Just a little quickie.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love that? Although you go too quick.
Each has to
they
get theirs.
They call you Coop.
What?
They call you Coop.
Yeah. But like if you don't get things ready and, you know, do all the things you need to do, you go too quick, you're going to... Prolapse, slap. Probably, right? As you know, Coop. He didn't like that.
Okay, we joke on the air, but I asked you not to bring that up.
I know, sorry.
I'm still trying to get it fixed.
Sorry. It's an injury, Coop. You know that, huh?
Yeah, it's
not just a fun, you know, search on, you know, lobster tube, okay?
Do you guys actually
it's
know
an
anyone?
Injury.
Do you guys know anyone that's actually been prolapsed or has gotten prolapsed?
I don't really have those kind of conversations with people, but like...
Did you know you can have a vaginal prolapse?
I did know that.
Oh, like your uterus just falls out?
What?
I think they go hand in hand.
Well, there's a little bit of fist and fist, maybe.
I think it goes,
uterus
I think
comes
the
out the
prolapse,
vagina.
Like... I think they go hand in hand.
Just fleshy
from what I
head
understand.
Falls out.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Oof.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.